Antioch College says that a new conservation land easement will ensure that Glen Helen near Yellow Springs will be forever preserved and open to the public. It's the first of two phases designed to protect the popular recreational destination. WISO's licensee, Antioch University, was a co-grantor on the easement. Both the university and the college worked with the Trust for Public Land to complete the deal. Nick Budas with Antioch College is also director of the Glen Helen Ecology Institute. He says protecting the Glen has been a priority for decades.
This is a 90-year effort in the making that started back when Arthur Morgan realized that the Glen wasn't adequately protected from development and set on an effort to find a way to establish enduring legal protection for the Glen and at the same time try and build a base of financial support that would allow you to actually do something with the place once it was protected.
This is a first conservation easement, so there's more protections to come?
Well, that's right. Because of the funding source through the Ohio EPA, we needed to kind of do this in a little bit of a time sequence. The funding is in place to finalize the project, and we'll be able to do that by hopefully around mid-year.
How difficult a process was this? As you said, it's been a goal for a long time. So what are the things that have happened to make this a reality?
You know, I think what it took was a harmonic convergence of sorts of all of the people and all of the organizations that care about the Glen, recognizing that that there was a real threat for the Glen, should Antioch College or Antioch University no longer be able to be the owner and the holder of the Glen, and nobody wanted to see this place subdivided and developed, and so there was a willingness to kind of act on that sacred trust and to move forward with a level of protection that we'd never before been able to achieve.
You've been involved with the Glen for some time now. How is this for you personally?
Well, it's extraordinary. On my desk, I have a piece of pipe that's filled with calcium carbonate, and this is from an effort from the 1920s to protect the Glen, and they thought, you know, the best thing we could do at the time is to make the Glen a water source for the people of Yellow Springs, and so they ran a pipe from the spring into the town. That pipe completely filled with all of the sediment coming out of the Yellow Springs, so that effort didn't work. And over the succeeding 90 years, people have been trying to figure out how do we do this in a way that's enduring, that actually gives us some hope of really being able to plow our efforts back into land restoration and environmental education, to realize that we've succeeded where a lot of talented people fell short is incredibly gratifying.
Nick Budas with Antioch College and the Glen Helen Ecology Institute. Thanks for speaking with us.
My pleasure.
Funding for this $1.63 million easement included $1.2 million from the Ohio Environmental Protection Agency, $200,000 from the Dayton Foundation, and more than $200,000 from the Clean Ohio Fund. The sales of the two easements will help support the land stewardship and environmental learning programs of the Glen Helen Ecology Institute. I'm Jerry Kenney. This is WISO Weekend. We'll be right back.